This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Alice at 97.3. Hey, everybody. It's Inauguration Day. Hey, everything changes today. Yay! Okay. Hope. It's 8:36. It's beautiful and sunny outside. Woo.
Lady Gaga's coming down right now.
Oh,
she's wearing a. I don't know. It's not Lady Gaga.
It's not a meat dress, right?
No, it's a ball gown, and she's being escorted because it's very heavy. It looks like it's very heavy. She has a huge bird. She has a huge fake bird right here on her chest.
Uh huh.
What?
And, yeah. and then the dress part, like, it looks like 18th century style Bridgerton dress to me.
Oh, really?
The bottom part, at least. And then she has her hair braided like a flower crown.
Oh, a flower crown.
It's Lady Gaga. That's what I was wondering was what. Yeah. Where is she going to take this?
Right. I mean, look, this is, a big stage for her.
Yeah.
And she's been on some big stages. She's got it. This one's got to count.
Yeah.
So she's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
The national anthem.
Right.
Same thing. Sorry. I'm just reading what's on the screen.
You know what? Maybe can we?
Yeah.
Let's tape of that. I wanna hear that one.
Yeah. I record it with cassette tape. You got it.
Great.
The Radio Alice Report.
Perfect.
Well, is she about to sing? Just pot it up live.
It's on the TV. I don't know how to do that.
Let me see if I could.
I don't know if they're walking her out.
Yeah, no, she's singing right now.
Oh, she is. Okay.
With a gold microphone.
Of course.
Oh, good for her. Well, if you get it, pot it up. I'd love to hear it. So let me, on that note, first of all, let me do my sponsor because we're completely out of order here. What am I doing? Okay. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. It's important work. Thank you, Fremont Bank. Okay, so as has been pointed out today, Inauguration Day, Trump exits, Biden enters. One of the stories we discussed while we look for the audio of Gaga
singing. I've got
singing.
It if you want.
Play
oh,
it.
Oh, wow. It's already. All right. Let's hear it. Here we go.
What's so wrong?
Still the rules, they die.
That's awesome.
Oh, damn, that was great. Oh, my God. Wow.
Darn it. Hold on. I can't get my four-way picture back. There we go.
All right.
I was watching that on the big – I moved it to the screen.
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
Watch it. It, was a, it looks neat. They've obviously got a lot less people than would usually be there.
Yeah.
One of the things I read early this morning is there are quite a few people in Washington and surrounding area that love going to that. It's actually yeah. a, you know, a tradition that they enjoy going to see the inauguration, whatever the party affiliation might be. And yet, of course, this year, not the case. I wanted to mention this because we talked about it earlier. Kamala Harris is wearing purple, not because, and I actually like the idea of it being
blue
red and blue
red,
mixed.
Right.
But they're saying here it's a nod to the first black woman to run for president. Apparently, let me get the quote. Kamala Harris is wearing purple, something pretty significant to her. When she ran for president, one of her colors of her campaign was purple and yellow. And it's a nod to Shirley Chisholm, who ran for president as a black woman decades ago and has inspired her political career.
Wow. So well, I'm sure she's bound to. She is bound to inspire more people's political careers.
Mm-hmm.
That's
of course, absolutely.
I don't know about Shirley Chisholm. Is that that?
I don't either.
Said? Yeah,
yeah. So that's something that's the reason for her purple. I also like the other representation, which is the blending of the red and the blue to make purple. It's an important symbolic gesture. If that's the case,
oh,
or
they're swearing
if not, I
right now.
Still like it. Oh, they are?
They are. Look, well, she's hands up. Hand up, hand on Bible.
Freely. Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
What a moment.
So help me God.
What a moment. Boy, hugging her husband. Oh, 2021. Hugging Joe. Well, bumping fists with Joe anyway.
So for the first time ever, we have a female vice president. Ah! Pretty neat.
Inauguration day. Yeah.
And I thought that was a neat post. I still haven't gone back to get it so I could quote it correctly. But it was, I think, a post that we retweeted, Alice retweeted yesterday, which is, after today, we'll never have... they'll always
have
I forget
been,
how they worded it.
Right, exactly.
Today's the last day a woman has never been vice president.
Thank you, Bryn.
Yes. What a day. I will just say
pretty
to
neat.
Gaga. Gaga looked happy and in good voice. I mean, wow, that was something. Boy.
And while not as goofy as many of her past outfits, she was slightly goofy.
Sure, she likes to be a little goofy. She's gotta be her.
Right. No, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a meat dress. It was fun.
No. So I don't know, is it like black on top, red on the bottom? I'm not sure if that was like a little wrap that she had on.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sure
that was like an actual top.
Oh, that was the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And J-Lo's right. here now.
Oh, J-Lo.
Oh.
What's J-Lo doing?
I have no idea.
Is she also singing? Because
oh. Jenny
I
from the
follow.
Block?
I wouldn't want to follow Lady
She's
Gaga.
Grabbing the mic. She's grabbing the mic.
Oh, snap. I closed that window.
Well, pot it up. Let's hear it.
Let's hear Jenny from the block.
I closed the window. Hold on. I have to look at the Instagram thing. I'll be back.
Musical selection right. by Jennifer Lopez is all
oh,
it says
Oh, wow.
TV.
That is, I would not want to follow Lady Gaga. I'll tell you that.
Well, they're going to do different things. But Gaga is an excellent singer, no doubt.
Yep.
All right. So let me begin and cut in whenever you get the J-Lo.
She's starting now. Oh, she's starting with that. Okay.
This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream.
She's a nice singer.
She's fine.
All right, so one of the things since, you know, this year has been different for everybody and affected everybody in some way or another, it's interesting that people who, you know, are single have had trouble on the dating front.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that those of us coupled up haven't really had to concern ourselves with. What
Hard
do you do?
Date. Hard to date in a pandemic, Ben.
Right. So it's interesting that it looks like the trend going forward from here will be the coronavirus vaccine selfie.
Oh, yes.
On the dating sites or on your Facebook page so that people will know that you've been vaccinated and are dateable. A lot of people have had to do the masked coffee in the park.
Yeah.
And the wave goodbye. And now as we move into getting, you know, the vaccine, this will be the first thing you, I guess, I don't want to say it's bragging, but it's probably the thing that says I'm dateable.
Yeah.
I'm bleepable.
I am available. I'm ready for action. And after a year and a half, I'm like a virgin again. Let's go ahead and do this thing.
I've got herpes, well, but, you know.
Yeah. I still have those. I've those don't are got a carryover.
Anyway, so there you go. I know that, you know, the vaccine hasn't gone wide, but I'm guessing those single healthcare workers who've been vaccinated are probably already at the front of this, and they have their selfie up.
Yeah.
And they're ready to be, you know.
It's been tough. I'm ready for my vaccine. You know, Al Roker got his live on like the Today Show or something. And I was like, oh, damn, maybe we could do that. Like, is there a way for Sarah and Vinny to get their shots live on the air?
I'm sure.
I'm not scared. I'll do it.
Yeah, let's set that up. Oh, boy, what a relief.
Another thing on the dating front that I wanted to mention is as I had told you that Valentine's is sort of the next big holiday. I mean, we've got Black History Month in February, but other than that, Valentine's Groundhog Day, if you count that. I
guess Mardi Gras, maybe. Isn't that coming up like Fat Tuesday? Something. Isn't that February?
What is the date of that?
Mm-hmm. It's different all the time. It depends on when Easter is. It's the start of Lent, right?
Ash Wednesday the 17th.
Yeah. Tuesday, February 16th is Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. So that actually falls after.
Anyway, this has become a tradition now. The Bronx Zoo kicks off their annual Name a Cockroach After Your Ex.
Oh, nice.
You can, for $15, you can name one of their hit Madagascar hissing cockroaches after someone that you, some ex of yours.
Somebody you don't like.
I don't recommend this. I'd actually recommend that you move on with your life. But if you, this
is hard for people, then might be hard for
if
some
it brings
people,
you closure, then so be it. Right. You have an opportunity now to name a cockroach after your
I've got a cockroach with your name on it.
I guess. It seems like so petty.
Well, you know, sometimes pettiness will make you feel a little better.
Well, sure. But I feel like at the end of that, you'll go, man, that person's dating someone else, and I'm still hung up on them and naming cockroaches after them. What
You're
am I doing with my life?
You're dating a cockroach. You're dating a cockroach. I like it.
Biden. All right. Biden's getting sworn in now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh, snap.
Hang on, hang on.
The huge family Bible.
All right.
Oh, this is their family Bible.
Yeah.
That I will faithfully execute. That I will faithfully execute. The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Thank President.
Is that Justice Roberts? Oh, and there's Jill. Oh, boy, everyone's kissing with their...
I think those are his family.
Okay, that's his family.
That's his family.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of kissing happening there.
Oh, no, not a super spreader event.
Oh, Justice Roberts isn't wearing those. I mean, geez, Louise, not a super spreader. Oh, no. Yeah, there it is, guys. It's Inauguration Day. The torch has thankfully been passed.
Let me watch this guy go up to the podium and sanitize it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, because I think he's about to make his remarks, so.
All right. Well, Biden's going to make his remarks. Is that right?
I think so.
That might be Nancy Pelosi. I'm not sure who that is in the orange coat. It's hard to tell with the mask.
That's not Pelosi. I can't really tell you.
I can't tell who it is. All right. Anyway, we're not going to, we shouldn't sit here and watch TV. All right.
Well, it's a big event.
It is.
I think it brings for you a bunch of closure that's very necessary. I think it allows us to sort of relax a little and move forward with our show of nonsense.
Yes, a show of nonsense. That's what I enjoy.
Caught up in that the orange guy's nonsense. Oh, it's boy. Just not good for anybody.
Orange guy.
I don't think anyway. Hey, so let me do a couple fast facts and then I'll get to the text. We have a lot of those in our text. Thank you. 800-400-3697 is the text number. Here's a few of the texts that you guys wrote in. A few of the fast facts for you real quick before that. South Korea has compulsory military service. Every male 18 to 35 has to serve for 2 years. And there are very few ways to get out of it, but one of them is winning an Olympic medal.
Oh, goodness.
In South Korea, Johnny Mosley would be off the hook.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
See
they
how
like
that...
you've served your country.
You're a national hero.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Did you say they have to win a gold medal or they have to win any medal?
No, any medal.
Any medal.
Olympic medal.
I see.
Approximately 2% of people have a gene that makes it so their armpits don't smell.
Lucky.
They don't have to wear any deodorant or any perspirant. They never smell.
2% have that gene. 10% think they have that gene. Mm.
Mm. Well, I dated a girl that had it.
Incredible.
And it was true. What's
lucky.
That?
That's very lucky.
Yeah, no, it was definitely something to... I used to really trip on it. Like, I hope after a long day, you smell like a human being, and she never did.
She was otherworldly.
Yeah, well... Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm over here in tears for Madam Vice President, and Bryn's herpes joke broke me. Now I can't stop laughing.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Pence is there and was applauding the swearing in of the new VP, but not Trump. Pence is more mature and more of a man than Trump. Well,
he's a true politician, and whether you agree with him or not, and I really adamantly, vehemently do not agree with him on many, many things, at least, at the end of the storming of the Capitol, he was pissed. So let's get back to work. And he knows how this whole thing works. Like, these are people who know how the government works. And
I think people who've spent a lifetime doing this believe that some of these places in the Capitol are sacred and important and not to be soiled in the way that they were. So, yeah, I'm sure he was pissed. I can see that. Let's see here. Chills, crying tears of joy. It's a great freaking day in America, says 415. 510 says Lady Gaga just killed it. National anthem just brought tears to my eyes.
She really did. It's amazing.
Wear your shoes, ladies. There's glass everywhere. Also, this day 12 years ago, Obama was sworn in for the first term. Truly historic day.
Yep.
Good to see all except the person speaking at podium wearing masks, something not seen from Trump's group. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Look, I look forward to us not really looking back and just moving forward. And good grief.
Biden is speaking right now as well.
Oh, you want to pull him up?
If you want a little bit of
just a little.
Here, I've only got a minute, so
just a bit.
Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause. The cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed.
That's a great spot to jump out. Back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.